The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Jesus only seeks to do the will of the Father. His entire life is geared towards this. He came into this world under obedience to the Father. He lived his life under obedience to the Father. He suffered and died under obedience to the Father. It's this desire to do the Father's will, to be obedient to him in all things, that is really a model for each of us today. Oftentimes, there's a prompting within us to do some good work. When we pass a homeless person on the street and we get this desire to give them food or clothing. When we hear about some natural disaster half a world away and we get this desire to donate everything that we can. When we see a friend in anguish over the loss of a loved one and we're moved with compassion to comfort them. All of these are promptings, little indications of God's will for us. In our world today, however, we're almost always too busy to act on them, let alone be aware of them. Just like being good at a sport takes time to develop, just like muscle memory takes time to develop, just like a prayer life takes time to develop, so too does it take time to develop an awareness of God's will in our life. My brothers and sisters, the Father is constantly telling us his will. Do we have the proper disposition to hear it? And what's more, do we have the proper attitude to respond to it and be obedient to the Father's will, just like his Son?